For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
After being court-ordered to have no contact for months, Boosie Badass was finally granted permission to speak to his fiancée Rajal Nelson. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, a federal court judge granted Boosie's request to modify the terms of his release that prohibited him from contacting Rajal. As we previously reported, Boosie was arrested by federal agents on June 16, 2023, inside the San Diego courtroom. A couple of days later, the court agreed to release the rapper with a series of conditions. The court ordered Boosie not to communicate with any witnesses in the case. His lawyer said, although Boosie's fiancée, Rajal Nelson, was not present in California during his arrest for being a felon in possession of a firearm, the government notified the court that it believed she may be a witness and did not want Boosie to communicate with her, even though they lived together at the time and were engaged to be married. Boosie objected at the time. At a previous hearing, Boosie told the court he planned to get married on April 1st. In January, Boosie pleaded with the court to allow him communication with Rajal. He said 6 months had passed since he was released and he was still not permitted to speak to her. This week, the judge said Boosie's motion was granted because prosecutors did not file any objections. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Boosie was arrested in San Diego, California in May 2023. Police said they saw the rapper on Instagram live with a gun. Boosie said he had the gun for a music video. Officers pulled over the entertainer's car and found two handguns. He was charged with one count of felony possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. The state dismissed the charges, but then the feds arrested Boosie over the incident. As we first reported, Boosie and his legal team are fighting the case. They recently demanded certain statements Boosie made to police be suppressed. He claimed officers did not read him his rights before questioning him. Prosecutors scoffed at the claim. Detectives repeatedly attempted to advise defendant of his Miranda rights but were unsuccessful because defendant repeatedly and spontaneously interrupted their attempts throughout the 11-minute-long interview. Defendant's statements were voluntary and, based on his own words and actions, were not during a diabetic episode. The circumstances here do not justify suppression, they said in response. A judge has yet to rule on the matter.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.